Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. As the sun moves from 0 to 10 degrees, the energy of temperance and the eight of wands activates a specific area of your life based on your rising sign. When you find this Sagittarius area, and I'm about to tell it to you, this is where you're being called to find balance, receive swift news, and temper your approach. Let's get it. Aries rising. Sagittarius season lights up your ninth house, your house of expansion, wisdom, and long-distance horizons. Temperance shows up, asking you to balance your thirst for adventure with practical responsibilities. Temper dogmatic beliefs. Can you hold your truth while remaining open to others' perspectives? Your Eight of Wands activation. Swift developments related to travel plans, publishing, or educational pursuits. News from abroad and distant connections. Philosophical breakthroughs that shift your worldview. Legal matters moving forward quickly. But watch the shadow. Rushing into travel or commitments without preparation. Preaching rather than dialoguing, overextending yourself in pursuit of more. Connect with teachings or teachers that challenge you. Practice holding two opposing truths simultaneously. Your moon journey, days 2 through 4 moon in Capricorn. Professional obligations may conflict with your desire for freedom. Days 5 and 6, moon in Aquarius. Network with like-minded seekers and visionaries. Days 7 and 8, moon in Pisces. Spiritual practices deepen. Trust intuitive downloads. Days 9 and 10, moon in Aries. Take decisive action on long-term vision. Taurus rising. Sagittarius season lights up your 8th house. Deep transformation, other people's money, and psychological depths. Temperance is asking you to balance independence with interdependence. Temper the desire to control shared resources or intimate dynamics. Find equilibrium between giving and receiving. Your Eight of Wands activation. Rapid movement in financial partnerships, investments, or inheritance matters. News about loans, debts, taxes, or joint finances. Sudden insights about power dynamics and relationships. Sexual or emotional breakthroughs. But watch the shadow. Rushing into financial commitments. Jealousy or possessiveness. Avoiding difficult conversations about money or intimacy. Practice radical honesty about what you owe and what's owed to you, emotional and materially. Your moon journey, days 2 and 4 moon in Capricorn. Serious conversations about shared responsibilities. Days 5 and 6, moon in Aquarius. Detachment helps you see patterns clearly. Days 7 and 8, moon in Pisces, deep emotional processing and release. Days 9 and 10, moon in Aries, assert your needs and partnerships boldly. Gemini rising, Sagittarius season is lighting up your one-on-one relationships, both personal and professional. Temperance is asking you to balance your needs with your partner's needs. Temper the tendency to lose yourself in relationships or to remain too independent. Find the middle path between compromise and authenticity. Your Eight of Wands activation. Rapid developments in significant relationships. News from or about a partner or collaborator. New relationship opportunities arriving quickly. Contracts or agreements moving forward. Clarity about commitment levels. Watch the shadow. Rushing into commitments, projecting your shadow onto partners, starting quarrels from impatience or untempered words. Ask yourself, are you expecting your partner to make you happy, or are you taking responsibility for your own joy? Your moon journey, days 2 and 4, moon in Capricorn, partnership obligations feel heavy. Honor your commitments. days 5 and 6, moon in Aquarius. Friendship basis strengthens romantic bonds. Days 7 and 8, moon in Pisces. Deep empathy and emotional attunement with others. Days 9 and 10, moon in Aries. Stand in your truth within relationships. Cancer rising. Sagittarius is lighting up your sixth house of work, wellness, and daily practices. Temperance is asking you to balance work and rest. Temper perfectionism in your routines. Find sustainable health practices rather than extreme approaches. Your Eight of Wands activation. Work project suddenly accelerating toward completion. News about health or wellness matters. Job opportunities or assignments arriving quickly. Breakthroughs in daily habits or routines. Increased workload or pace. Watch the shadow of overworking and burnout. Rushing through tasks and missing details. Health issues from ignoring body signals. Create a sustainable daily practice that honors both productivity and restoration. Your moon journey, days 2 through 4, moon in Capricorn. Structure your routines with discipline. Days 5 and 6, moon in Aquarius. Experiment with unconventional wellness approaches. Days 7 and 8, moon in Pisces. Rest deeply. Your body needs recovery. Days 9 and 10, moon in Aries. Initiate new health habits with enthusiasm. Leo rising. Sagittarius is lighting up your fifth house of creative expression, romance, and joyful pursuits. Temperance is asking you to balance creative ambition with practical execution. Temper dramatic expressions or romantic expectations. Find the sweet spot between pleasure and excess. Eight of Wands activation. Creative projects gaining rapid momentum. Romantic developments moving quickly. News related to children or creative ventures. Inspiration and ideas flowing fast. Social invitations and entertainment opportunities. But watch for the shadow. Rushing into romance unprepared. Creative projects scattered rather than focused. Overindulgence and pleasure without consequences considered. Channel your creative fire into one focused project rather than scattering energy everywhere. Your moon journey, days 2 through 4, moon in Capricorn. Creative work requires discipline and structure. Days 5 and 6, moon in Aquarius. Collaborate with others on creative projects. Days 7 and 8, moon in Pisces. Artistic inspiration flows. Capture it. Days 9 and 10, moon in Aries. Bold creative action and romantic courage. Virgo rising, Sagittarius lights up your fourth house, home, family, and emotional foundations. Temperance is asking you to balance your private and public life. Temper family dynamics with boundaries. Find equilibrium between honoring your roots and growing beyond them. Eight of Wands activation. Rapid developments in home or family matters. News from or about family members. Real estate transactions moving quickly. Home improvement projects accelerating. Emotional breakthroughs about the past. But watch for the shadow. Rushing major home decisions. Family conflicts from untempered reactions. Avoiding necessary emotional processing. Create sacred space in your home for healing and reflection. Your moon journey, days 2 through 4, moon in Capricorn. Family responsibilities demand attention. Days 5 and 6, moon in Aquarius. Gain perspective on family patterns. Days 7 and 8, moon in Pisces. Deep emotional healing with ancestral work. Days 9 and 10, moon in Aries. Assert your independence within family dynamics. Libra rising, Sagittarius is lighting up your third house. Communication, siblings, and immediate environment. Temperance is asking you to balance speaking and listening. Temper strong opinions with curiosity. Find the middle ground between your truth and being receptive to others' perspectives. Eight of Wands activation. Messages, emails, and calls coming in rapidly. News from siblings or neighbors. Short trips or local travel plans forming quickly. Writing or communication projects accelerating. Learning opportunities arriving swiftly. Watch the shadow. Speaking without thinking. Information overload. Quarrels with siblings or neighbors from hasty words. Scattered mental energy. Practice the pause between receiving information and responding to it. Your moon journey. Days 2 through 4. Moon in Capricorn. Serious conversations requiring tact. Days 5 and 6. Moon in Aquarius. Brilliant ideas through collaboration. Days 7 and 8. Moon in Pisces. Listen to what's unsaid. Read between the lines. Days 9 and 10, Moon in Aries. Speak your truth boldly, but kindly. Scorpio rising, Sagittarius is lighting up your second house of resources, values, and material security. Temperance is asking you to balance earning and spending. Temper impulsive purchases with consideration. Find equilibrium between self-worth and net worth. Eight of Wands activation. Financial opportunities arriving quickly. News about income, raises, or job offers. Spending decisions moving fast. Clarity about your values and worth. Material resources increasing or shifting rapidly. But watch for the shadow. Impulsive spending. Rushing financial decisions without full information. Overvaluing material security over undervaluing your skills. Assess your relationship with money. Where does scarcity mindset need tempering with abundance thinking? Your moon journey. Days 2 through 4. Moon in Capricorn. Financial planning and budgeting necessary. Days 5 and 6. Moon in Aquarius. Unconventional income streams emerge. Days 7 and 8. Moon in Pisces. Intuition guides financial decisions. Days 9 and 10, Moon in Aries. Take bold action on money-making opportunities. Sagittarius rising. Sagittarius season lights up your first house, your identity, your body, how you show up in the world. Temperance is asking you to balance confidence with humility. Temper your natural enthusiasm with awareness of others. Find equilibrium between self-focus and service. Your Eight of Wands activation. Personal breakthroughs and rapid self-development. New opportunities for self-expression. Physical energy and vitality increasing. Others seeing you differently. New recognition. Identity shifts happening quickly. Watch the shadow. Coming on too strong. Overwhelming others with your energy. Rushing forward without considering impact. Self-centered behavior. This is your season. Set intentions for who you're becoming. But remember, leadership requires temperance. Your moon journey. Days 2 through 4. Moon in Capricorn. Responsibility grounds your enthusiasm. Days 5 and 6, Moon in Aquarius, your uniqueness is your strength. Days 7 and 8, Moon in Pisces, intuitive self-care and emotional attunement. Days 9 and 10, Moon in Aries, bold new beginnings and personal identity. Capricorn rising, Sagittarius is here to light up your 12th house of unconscious spiritual practice and what's hidden. Temperance is asking you to balance activity with rest. Temper the drive to produce with the need to restore. Find equilibrium between the visible and the invisible realms. Eight of Wands activation. Spiritual insights arriving rapidly. Dreams and intuitive messages increasing. Hidden matters coming to light. Unconscious patterns becoming conscious. Need for retreat or solitude. So watch for the shadow. Ignoring spiritual needs for productivity. Avoiding necessary rest. Unprocessed emotions creating physical symptoms. This is the time for inner work, not outer achievement. Honor the need for solitude and spiritual practice. Your moon journey, days 2 through 4, moon in Capricorn, structure your spiritual practice. Days 5 through 6, moon in Aquarius, connect with spiritual community online. Days 7 and 8, moon in Pisces, deep meditation and dream work. Days 9 and 10, moon in Aries, emerge from retreat, ready for action. Aquarius rising, Sagittarius lights up your 11th house. Groups, social networks, and collective dreams. Temperance is asking you to balance personal goals with community needs. Temper idealism with pragmatism. Find equilibrium between fitting in and standing out. Your Eight of Wands activation, social opportunities arriving quickly. News from friends or group members. Networking leading to rapid connections. Community projects gaining momentum. Vision from the future crystallizing. But watch for the shadow. Overcommitting to too many groups. Losing individuality in the collective. Quarrels within friend groups from untempered opinions. Clarify your vision for the future. What community supports that vision? Your moon journey. Days 2 through 4, moon in Capricorn. Leadership roles within groups emerge. Days 5 and 6, moon in Aquarius. Your people find you. Authentic connections deepen. Days 7 through 8, moon in Pisces. Compassion for humanity expands. Days 9 and 10, moon in Aries. Take initiative in group projects. Pisces rising, Sagittarius lights up your 10th house. Career, reputation, and public standing. Temperance is asking you to balance ambition with authenticity. Temper career drive with personal values. Find equilibrium between achievement and alignment. Eight of Wands activation. Career opportunities arriving swiftly. News about promotions, recognition, or public visibility. Professional projects accelerating. Reputation expanding rapidly. Clarity about your calling and purpose. But watch for the shadow. Rushing career decisions without full consideration. Public conflicts from untempered ambition. Sacrificing values for advancement. Ask yourself, are you building a career that reflects who you truly are or who you think you should be? Your moon journey, days 2 through 4, moon in Capricorn, professional responsibilities increase, step up. Days 5 through 6, moon in Aquarius, innovative approaches to career advancement. Days 7 and 8, moon in Pisces, align career with spiritual values. Days 9 and 10, moon in Aries, bold moves in professional realm pay off. Find your Sagittarius area, that's where it's being activated. You can also pay attention to your sun and your moon in this. Even though it won't have a direct effect, you will see some of those themes come alive in those areas for you. I gave you a guide with the calendar of the moon. Track your emotional arc through these 10 days. Pay attention to them. Lean into the daily practices. Remember, Mercury is still retrograde in Scorpio during these days. So all of these rapid developments may require review, revision, and deeper consideration before fully manifesting, but only if you do the work. If this resonates with you, leave a comment. You can send me an email at iamastrologyreadings. You can come to the website, iamastrologyreadings.com. There's a contact button. If you hit that, you can just type in right there your message and all that. I'll get it. I appreciate the time that you took to listen. If you want to show your appreciation, send a tip to I Am Astrology Readings, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal. This is Paul Heath with I Am Astrology Readings. Know thyself and balance your energy. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.